Fire crews are defending the Koyukuk River village of Hughes from a wildfire approaching from the east. The Rock Fire is about 34,000 acres in size and showed moderate fire behavior yesterday. At last report, the fire was about 2 miles away from Hughes and on the same side of the Koyukuk River as the village. Crews conducted a burnout just to the east of Hughes to create a fire break. Public Information Officer Cale Casey at Alaska Fire Service headquarters on Fort Wainwright says managers and crews have had plenty of time to prepare for this situation.
Fire managers for that area have had the Hughes Fire, the Rock Fire number 336, on their radar for the past 2 weeks. They've been very concerned about it and very concerned about protecting the village of Hughes. The point protection efforts are working. You got the Midnight Sun hotshots in there. That's one of Alaska's finest hotshot crews. And they're going to do their job.
Casey says the burnout operation was successful at eliminating most of the unburned fuels between Hughes and the edge of the Rock Fire, and the threat of the fire entering the village has been significantly reduced. The Hughes Fire is barely inside the western border of the Tanana Fire Management Zone, though the use of aircraft based at Tanana or Fairbanks has been limited recently by smoky skies. Casey says at this point in the fire season, the use of aircraft to assist with firefighting operations is dependent on smoke conditions.
Question is the visibility, and Tanana itself has been struggling with visibility issues since the June 22nd fire bust, as has pretty much everywhere in the interior. When we can fly, we fly. We need a 3-mile visibility to get crews in on landing strips. If it's a fixed wing, if it's a helicopter, we're not going to fly if it's too smoky. So there have been windows as the weather has moderated over the last 2 weeks. When there's a window, we use it. When it's too unsafe, we don't fly.
A helicopter based at Bettles has been doing water drops on the fire and transporting crews. Any large aircraft needed to fight the fire would likely come from Fort Wainwright near Fairbanks.